the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky promised he would lead Ukraine to victory in its war against Russia as he visited recently recaptured towns on Wednesday, while pro-Russian officials claim to have halted Kyiv's forces for now. Ukrainian troops made rapid advances this month in the northeastern region of Kharkiv, forcing a rushed and chaotic Russian withdrawal. Zelensky on Wednesday made a surprise visit to Izium, where he watched as the Ukrainian flag was raised in front of the charred city council building. Queen Elizabeth II has left Buckingham Palace for the last time, her casket borne to Westminster Hall by a horse-drawn gun carriage. Her son King Charles and his siblings and sons marched behind the coffin, she'll lie in state before her funeral on Monday. The line is one of the longest that London has ever seen. AP correspondent Charles de Lodesma.
The line already stretches from Parliament across nearby Lambeth Bridge and along the opposite bank of the River Thames. Authorities have planned for a 10-mile route with 1,000 marshals, stewards and police officers on hand. Vanessa Nathakumaran started queuing at 11:30 a.m. on Monday and is the first in line for the lying in state.
It's going to be an emotional one, and when you go in there, my main aim is to show respect and for whatever great queen has done for the Commonwealth worldwide and internationally.
People are being warned they may have to wait for hours, but they're being given numbered wristbands so they can take food and bathroom breaks.